702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up with news from around the world. Now, Adam, let's start with the UN agreeing to investigate what many have been suspecting is a lot of horror, really, in Iran.
Yeah, the figures that we have so far, and I guess the UN investigation would find out more on this, is that 300 people have been killed in the protests across Iran, 14,000 people arrested, that the protests have spread now to all 31 districts of Iran, that 150 towns and cities have been affected, 140 universities, and it's a big deal. On it goes. To some extent, it gets sort of put a little bit on the back burner. But they had this vote at the UN about whether a fact-finding mission should be set up. I know it doesn't sound that much, but the fact is these can make a real difference in UN policy and resolutions and other things. Although shame on the 22 countries that either didn't vote for it or abstain. 22 countries thought, nah, not worth doing. I have to say that it's not that UN investigators are going to be allowed into Iran anytime soon to go and actually have a look around and fact-find for themselves on the ground. But then they have done it from afar in Syria and Myanmar. So I guess that's it. They can gather information by phone, by text, whatever, by email. And they'll probably have to do that in this case.
Six countries, thousands of victims. Tell me about this huge anti-fraud sting.
Yeah, quite something, this. A global operation in which thieves and fraudsters were using a website called ispoof.cc, used by criminals particularly in the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, France, Ireland, and the Netherlands. And so a global police operation to bring down a global fraudster operation. What they were doing, and if it hasn't happened to you, it may well have happened to somebody you know. You get targeted by someone or what you think is your bank telling you there's been illegal activity on your account. Therefore, you need to either move your money or change your account, or open up a fresh account. And often it'll look terribly official. They were zeroing in on around 20 victims a minute with this particular range of scams, basically. A vast operation. Many, many thousands of people affected. Multiple millions of dollars were stolen in the process. In the UK alone, one bank customer lost £3 million through the scam. 70,000 people, again, just in the UK, 70,000 people are believed to have been victims of this fraud. Multiply that by the six countries, and you can see the size of this thing. The only thing is, oh, God, it was a slight problem. I don't know if all countries are doing this, but in the UK, the Metropolitan Police in London is now contacting every victim, all 70,000, by text. So if you got a text from the police saying you may have been scammed, would you not think that was a scam?
Yeah, no, that can't be very bright. It cannot be very bright. We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.